This is L&amp;D R&E Investments LLC. DeRoy and Lisa White are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division III special use permit for nightly rental use in an existing three-bedroom, single-family home located at 296 Amherst Street in Hollister. Per the assessor's information, it is Lot 3 located in the Riverside Estate subdivision with a single-family home built in 1998. There's currently one Planning Commission approved nightly rental within 1,000 feet, which is located at 230 River Point, special use permit number 1837. Property is served by Missouri American Water Company for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. The adjoining properties are all single-family homes in the Riverside Estate subdivision. This project received a total score of 11 on the Western Taney County Division III Relative Policy Score Sheet. So this is zoomed out. This is Acacia Club that you guys have heard a few projects on. And then it goes down. This is the
have something to hand out.
Boat ramp. I'll zoom into the parcel. Foggy River Road is here. So here's some approved. Of course, these are a little bit farther away, but this one's pretty recent. This one's recent. This is an older one. One here twice, and then these two, either planning or BOA approved. And then here's that one on 230 River Point in relation to the applicant tonight. I did take some pictures. Started on the south side. There's a retaining wall. And I think the applicant provided you some photos. Mm-hmm. So I just worked my way around the back side of the house. And looking in the backyard. There is a white vinyl privacy fence on the north side. There's a chain link fence on this. There is an open area, and I should have took one more picture this way, but there's an open area around their propane tank. And again, it's our standard Division III special use staff recommendations for nightly rental.
Hello.
Hi.
Anything to add?
I do. I think what I'd like to do is just give a little background information on DeRoy and I. And we purchased a home in Sedona, Arizona, about 3 years ago for our own enjoyment, and then we've also shared that with others. It was about the same time that we came up here to Branson. We brought our veterinary hospital staff. They had achieved a six-month goal, and we rented a home, a beautiful home here in Branson, rented it through VRBO. And then after our stay, I contacted the owner of the home, Beth Hammond, to ask her several questions. And one question that I asked was her perspective, the difference between Airbnb and VRBO. And she mentioned a variety of things and said that from her experience that VRBO attracted travelers about our age, meaning my age and Beth's age. And she commented that this age group seems to have better stewardship skills. They have taken better care of her home. And so that was what we really needed to know, because that's the type of traveler that we were wanting to attract, and that's the type of traveler that we have attracted. We don't want noisy people. We don't want parties in our home. We want people who are respectful of our neighbors. And also, VRBO does not approve of house parties. And if that does happen, we as a host can report them, and VRBO can investigate that. If there is misconduct found, then they can prohibit the traveler from making reservations through VRBO. DeRoy and I are premier hosts on VRBO, and there's a variety of metrics that they use to make that determination. We have a three-night minimum stay. We're not nightly rental. We have a three-night minimum stay, and our minimum age of travelers is 25 years old. We've chosen not to use instant booking with VRBO, where a traveler, if they want to make a reservation, they're immediately accepted. We find that this gives us the option to either accept or deny a booking. We like to know what brings travelers to the area, if they've been to the area before. And we've turned down some travelers. We've turned down college students. We've turned down people with pets. We've turned down people who smoke, whether it's inside or outside. We don't want to be picking travelers' butts up. And our neighbors in Sedona have our phone numbers. We enjoy, when we're there in Sedona, we enjoy doing things with them. And we've also given our contact information to some of our neighbors here in the Hollister area. We did have an issue in Sedona regarding trash. We were not the only ones. There's wildlife. The javelinas are like boars, like large pigs, and they have a habit of knocking over polycarts. So we have resolved that issue. We contacted our Taylor Trash Management, and we pay extra for not curbside service, but concierge service, where they actually take the polycart up and dump it and then return the polycart. We also put bungee cords on that. So that has really corrected the situation. Our house in Hollister is located near the community boat launch, where residents can use the boat launch for free, and non-residents can actually pay to for kayaks or boats. I think it's $3 or $4. There's like a little posted sign with a money box. There's a posted sign for instructions for the anglers that want to use that area. And then, as I mentioned, the fee box for people who don't live in the housing addition, they're able to use the boat launch. And as mentioned, our home is a three-bedroom, three-bathroom. It has a three-car garage. The parking lot is very long, adequate for probably six cars to be parked there. And DeRoy and I are passionate about what we do, and we take the responsibility of having a short-term rental very seriously. What I would like to do, our neighbors in Sedona, since they're not here, I would like for you to hear from them, Steve and Colleen Roth, and they sent a letter, and it was in our packet, and DeRoy just passed that out to you. They're saying that we are residents of Sedona, Arizona, and have known Lisa and DeRoy White for 3 years since they have owned their neighboring property. We have found them to be excellent stewards of their short-term rental home and go above and beyond to make sure their tenants are the right fit for our community. We feel they would attract a similar caliber of respectable people in Hollister as they do in Sedona, and have no hesitation in recommending them. Sincerely, Stephen and Colleen Roth. And they've also met some of our travelers. They've commented on how nice they are. We had one set of travelers that actually invited them into our home for dinner, and some of they've had coffee out in our front courtyard with travelers. So that's kind of our experience with who we've been attracting.
So at this point, do we have anybody in the audience that is either for or against this application? Against? Or for? Or want more information?
I am neither. I'm either as fact finding.
Did you sign up to speak?
I did.
Okay, and you signed up to speak? Why don't you guys have a seat and we'll let them speak? You want to go first?
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
thanks for sticking with us here. So,
Thank you.
My name is Dan Skaggs. My wife and I have purchased the house just to the west of this property. That's correct, 118 Foggy River Connection. You can see that our driveway goes off into Amherst directly across the street. This is a narrow one. So I'm here more or less. I had met DeRoy and Lisa only once and had not had an opportunity to speak with them. So I've had my opportunity to talk with Lisa about my concerns. For instance, today while the painters were there, there was someone parked just outside of our driveway. You can see that that's a very narrow street, and it's also on a hill. So parking on the street just can't happen, which I don't know. I know there are covenants for that, but I've also learned tonight that covenants are not considered by this group. So I'm unsure of the legalities of all that. I would be, unhappy if I got blocked into my own garage and my own, Lisa and DeRoy have also shared their phone number with me, so I have direct access to them and things of that nature. So I am a little concerned also, too, from noise and partying. So the three-night stay and your recommendations have also. So I'm not really here to say I am against or for. just to voice a couple concerns directly with them and to learn. So I appreciate your time. Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Sir?
Good evening. My name is Dwayne Rush. I live next door to the property we're talking about, and I'm between that property and the boat launch. I've been here 21 years, and I have seen it all. It took about 10 years to clean up that boat launch from the party people, et cetera, et cetera. We do have a lot of walkers in that area. When Scott was pointing out the properties down Foggy River that are now overnight rentals, most of those were flooded out, and they were not tore down. They were just sold for like $100,000 with just studs in them. They came in and redid them, and now they're nightly rentaling. We haven't had any trouble as such, and we don't want any. The only problem is you never have a total control over people that you rent to. I know that as well as the next person. I do get a little tired of hearing fireworks in the middle of December and things like that. And sometimes that's what we get into. The fence that Scott showed you on there, I have a dog on the other side of that fence. And my dog, if somebody's walking at midnight or 2 o'clock, she's my alarm clock. And I don't really have any problems with their driveway. I would like to make sure that fence is maintained. That is owned by them. And as long as that's maintained for a cushion, it does block noise and things like that. We had a neighbor in there that was just a wonderful, wonderful lady and her family, and we miss them bunches. I did have a question for you fellas. What's this going to do to our taxes or their taxes? I mentioned this to a lady a while ago, and she said, well, it ought to, you know, make your house more valuable. Well, I haven't found that to be true over the years where I live. Rental properties, if they're kept nice, you're pretty good shape there. But if anything happens, it can also lower the value of your property. I could lower the value of their property too, but I'm not here to do that. I'm kind of like Dan. We live there together. They seem like very nice people. I have visited with them, told them what some of my concerns were. And, you know, they've tried to do the right thing from the get-go. So I trust them in a lot that way. Because if people were shady and not, you know, shooting a straight line, you're going to figure them out pretty quick. But we do have a little issue, and I'm like everybody that's been up here tonight, you know, the privacy issue. We have to allow everybody to enjoy our beautiful Ozarks, and as long as they behave themselves, I guess we're all in good shape. But I, for one, have no problem with these folks having a nightly rental there. I don't know what our recourse is if it doesn't pan out, but I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm a no-go. I'm all go. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Do they send the assessor questionnaire to all Taney County residents?
We have a new assessor, and I've visited with her some, but I don't know for sure the direction that she's going. I haven't found that out yet.
But like last year, it did, right? Did it go to everyone or just certain
communities?
I thought
it did, but then I found out it didn't on that either. It started to, but...
To answer your question is, the assessor sends out a letter and asks how many nights in the past, if you do nightly rentals, how many, and it would affect their property tax, but if you answered zero on yours, it wouldn't. But I'm not here to speak on that. But I just know from Branson Creek living out there that I get a letter each year that asks me that question. So I didn't know if that was specific.
We've got a little deal right now, a 14% increase on our improved real estate. And I don't know if they're aware of it, but... you know, if they get slammed to 14% and then another hike on this, you know, I like to see people come here and live, and I just don't know where that's going to leave us. Our mill levy's screwed up, but that's not why we're here.
Yeah.
But, well,
I just want to give you a heads up what I knew. So I think it sounds like
I think we're all a little bit concerned, but that's not before us here today.